Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our new friend Samuel Dinar is here. Samuel is an instructor at the program on negotiation at Harvard Law School. He's been an entrepreneur. He's been an executive, a corporate executive, and he teaches mediation and negotiation and practices that in the marketplace. And he and his co-author, Lawrence Susskind, have written a book called Entrepreneurial Negotiations, Understanding and Managing the Relationships that Determine Your Entrepreneurial Success. And I'm looking forward to this conversation. Samuel, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So I've talked about negotiating on the show since I began doing this show 21 and a half years ago. It's a topic that's not very far away in our in our programming, from talking about. Again, I've written a number of articles on this topic, and I think it's an essential, fundamental for everybody in the marketplace to aspire to become a better negotiator. I think negotiation is fun. I think when you can do it with people who like negotiations, it makes business fun. And productive, but I'm curious about why you call it entrepreneurial negotiation. How is that different from anything else that we would do in the world of negotiation?
Well, those are several good comments, Jim, and I'll try to pick them up one by one. Yes, negotiation is part of our life and everything we do. Your background in sales, definitely sales is negotiation.
That's right.
Negotiation. And people in business have long thought, oh, salespeople negotiate and the rest of us don't. The engineers don't. The production people don't. It's just the salespeople that negotiate. And that definitely is not true. There is a lot of internal and external negotiation that goes on in business, whether it's small business or big business, all the time. What we focused on is the startup world, entrepreneurship. And main part of that is because that's where I spent 2.5 decades of my career, going through several startups. A couple of them have revolutionized the industry they were working in. And we had to negotiate our way up and to the side and around obstacles to create new things and do new deals that haven't been done before. And we've seen how a startup grows and how a startup fails. And at the Program on Negotiation, we've been researching negotiation for many, many years. And one of the things I realized that this niche of entrepreneurship and negotiation has not been researched and has not been addressed sufficiently. So we focused on that niche and found some very, very interesting things.
What's an example of how that niche would negotiate differently or have a different expectation or requirement from someone who's already established?
Yeah, so when you've got an established business and you're out to develop a new product, you will most likely be given a budget, be given a team, be given a timeline, and be given support on marketing data and material, and told, go do it. In entrepreneurship, a founder has to negotiate for everything from day one, from when they have an idea. They need to negotiate with people to join their team before there is even a company or a team or before they can pay them.
Mm-hmm.
They need to negotiate with future customers about buying a product that we will develop in a year's time before there is maybe a company, and definitely before there's a product, and many times before there's even a prototype or a proof of concept. They need to negotiate with investors to give them money just based sometimes on a business plan and an Excel spreadsheet and some PowerPoint slides.
I'm starting to see your point now, because – because when Robert Ringer wrote a book almost 50 years ago called Winning Through Intimidation, and he didn't mean that you were going to get big and, you know, yet loud and aggressive. He just meant that you came to the table with certain critical mass that might intimidate the other person, or could also be that you intimidate by your capability. People just were afraid not to have that associated with themselves, so they would want to negotiate with you. But so what you're saying is if you're an established business person, you come to the table with your own credit capability, your own critical mass, your own assets, your own cash flow. And if you do the deal, fine. If you don't, you live to fight another day. What you're saying is for a startup, for an entrepreneur at that level, you know, they don't have a lot of intimidation factor. They've got to learn how to negotiate without a lot of critical mass, don't they?
Exactly. And the nice thing of looking at negotiation not as a power struggle between the David and the Goliath, or the big and the strong and the powerless, but looking at negotiation as joint problem solving, as a mutual gains process. So the big corporation is interested in partnering and negotiating a deal with a small startup, not because of size, not because of market reach, but many times it's because there's a unique technology or an idea that if that approach or technology or idea is implemented with the big corporation, the value can now be several orders of magnitude bigger than if it would be operated in a small startup.
Well, this is these are the things that I try to tell small business owners all the time, is that even though you're not as big as your big corporate customers, even though they could chew you up and spit you out if they wanted to, the truth is don't misunderstand. The very fact that you're at the table and they're negotiating with you is evidence that you have something they don't have or they don't want to do. And the fact that if you're at the table, then they believe you can do it, that is critical mass, isn't it?
It is. It's
negotiating critical mass.
The power comes from having interest that will serve the other side. You can cater to the other side's interest. And you're absolutely right. If you're a large distributor and you see a small business that has a product that is very unique, you want that product because you can see how much value it can add to your own business.
I used to do business with IBM. I used to do business with IBM for several years ago, and they told me that what they liked about doing business with me is I didn't have to confer with a committee before I made a decision, which they had to do. They liked that. That was worth something to them. Quick break. Right back with Samuel Dinar. The book is called Entrepreneurial Negotiation. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.